This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. NIH Chief Director Dr. Francis Collins pledged that science will be behind decisions if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the United States. Teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the U.S. if proper precautions are not taken. One teacher in the U.S. state of Missouri was just 34 when she died Sunday. A third-grade teacher died Monday in the state of South Carolina, and two other educators died recently in the state of Mississippi. It's unclear how teachers in the U.S. have become ill and with the coronavirus since the new school year began. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, hitting then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths. The number of infections is more than 27.7 globally. Researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong now say that stool tests may be more effective than respiratory tests in identifying COVID-19 infections in children and infants, since they carry higher viral levels in their stool than adults. The samples may carry the virus even after it's cleared from a patient's respiratory tract. This is VOA News. At least three people have died in a Northern California wildfire that has forced thousands from their homes. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey announced Wednesday that two people have been found dead in one location and another person elsewhere. He did not provide details, but California Highway Patrol Officer Ben Draper tells the Bay Area News Group that one person was found in a car and apparently had been trying to escape the flames. The fire northeast of San Francisco is threatening several communities. Stoked by high winds, it has burned a 25-mile path through mountainous terrain and parched foothills. Unprecedented wildfires in the U.S. state of Oregon have all but destroyed five small towns, and a record number of deaths is feared. That's according to Governor Kate Brown as families began to report casualties. High winds and heat are stoking nearly 100 wildfires across the U.S. West. Oregon seems to be the worst hit state, as an area twice the size of New York City burns. Climate scientists blame global warming for an extreme wet and dry season in the U.S. West that have caused grasses and shrubs to flourish, then dry out, leaving abundant fuel for fires. The top U.S. general for the Middle East says the Trump administration will pull thousands of troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan by November. General Frank McKenzie says the number of troops in Iraq will drop this month from about 5,200 to 3,000. And he says troop levels in Afghanistan will shrink to 4,500 by November. The general made the comments during a visit to Iraq Wednesday. This development comes during the later stages of President Donald Trump's reelection campaign, as he tries to make the case that he's fulfilled promises of 4 years ago to bring U.S. combat troops home. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is defending the Justice Department's move to intervene in a defamation lawsuit against President Trump. But experts were deeply skeptical of the federal government's effort to protect the president from damages arising from a private dispute. The lawsuit is over whether Mr. Trump defamed a writer who accused him of raping her at a New York luxury department store in the 1990s. Experts say it's far from clear that the administration lawyers can successfully argue that the president was acting in his official capacity when he denied the writer E. Jean Carroll's allegations just last year. And hundreds of police officers from Argentina's Buenos Aires province defied calls to stop protesting Wednesday, stepping up their demands for a salary increase, better working conditions, and more protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. In response, the president told officers that walking off the job was not the way to get heard. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.